Scott Birdseye took over Rob Moline's sixth grade class when he died. Birdseye describes Moline like everybody does. Ardent, funny, always smiling. Moline's great loves went something like this. Family, teaching, the Washington State Cougars, and space.
Rob loved space. You know, he was the type of person that would wake his wife up at 4 o'clock in the morning because it was the prime viewing time for a shooting star or a comet. He went to space camp for teachers. It was his passion.
Birdseye wanted to honor Mr. Moline in a way that spoke to that passion. He came across a video online of a family who sent a weather balloon into the stratosphere with a camera, their own little spaceship. And the USS Moline was born.
So it's a styrofoam box, it's a cooler, that I cut the top off and on top put some plexiglass with three GoPro cameras.
Those cameras should record the balloon's ascent to something close to 100,000 feet, up where the blue sky gives way to endless black.
Hopefully they'll see some nice pictures of the curvature of the Earth. You know, it's definitely not what a scientist would call space, but I think it's what I would call and what a kid would call space.
On board the craft are a flight computer to record data, a GPS tracker, and a little wooden cutout of a rocket bearing a picture of Rob Moline.
I think it's because he always wanted to be an astronaut, and this was my way of getting him as close to it as I could.
So we've got those trees to worry about.
We can go over there.
I think we'll be all right.
We got trees all around.
On a recent sunny afternoon, Birdseye gathers his students outside Camas Prairie Elementary in Spanaway, just southeast of Tacoma. After months of fundraising and work, the USS Moline is ready for launch.
Attach the flight train line to the bridle attachment point.
Okay.
That is in the bag.
This project has been cathartic for the students, who have had a lot to digest over the past 6 months. It's important to know that Rob Moline didn't just die. He died in a way that made the evening news. It's gruesome, so if you're sensitive, it's time to turn down the radio for a minute. Moline's 29-year-old son was living with him at the time. That son suffered from schizophrenia. One night in October, he entered his father's bedroom while he was sleeping and murdered him with a hatchet. Imagine confronting something so senseless as a sixth grader. That's what kids like Nayana Agan and Leanna Rick have had to do.
After he was gone, it's hard looking to the same classroom again, since I wouldn't see him smiling all the time and welcoming in. It's just been hard.
I just kept my mouth shut and tried not to talk about it so that I wouldn't break down crying. But there's still a hole that no one else will be able to ever fill.
Well, what's it like to do this for him today?
It feels awesome. I feel like he's here because this is exactly what something he would have done.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
We got it.
You want me to read this book?
As it rises out of your hands, just let it go.
By the time Scott Birdseye and his students begin inflating the weather balloon, the whole school is gathered to watch the little craft carry Rob Moline's picture into space. Birdseye fills it with helium until it's about 7 feet in diameter, then hands it to the petite 11-year-old Nayana Agan.
Hold on to that.
Hold on tight.
Yeah, hold on tight.
Okay.
Nayana weighs like 90 pounds.
Mr. Birdseye!
Bryce, help her out.
Luckily, no one floats away. Knots are tied, tape affixed, batteries checked. And finally, it's countdown time. The grade school students go bonkers, and Birdseye says they'd be in good company if Rob Moline were there.
Oh, he'd be running around, jumping up and down. I have a feeling he'd probably be trying to chase it.
As the balloon floats up and out of sight, the students say it's like their own burdens have been lightened a little. And sixth grader David Moserady says he feels connected again to Mr. Moline.
I just felt like he was just there watching us, making sure that it would all go great so that we could remember him, and it was very great.
It's so hard to imagine how a 12-year-old could be equipped to deal with such a tragedy, but Rob Moline's passion for space gave him this kind of cosmic point of view, and that's helped kids like David find some perspective.
Once he told us that the galaxy is infinity and no human mind can actually think of infinity until they are dead, so I just thought, he can finally think that. He can finally know how it feels to know infinity. So that really relieved the pain.
Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.